This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Top aides to former U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said they urged him not to declare quick victory in the 2020 presidential race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the second day of hearings held by the special House committee investigating the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump's supporters.
In taped testimony to the House panel investigating the Capitol riot, former Trump campaign chief Bill Stepien says he recommended the president hold off on election night with votes still being counted.
Too early to call the race.
Trump didn't like it.
He thought I was wrong.
Stepien was to testify live, but abruptly backed out because his wife went into labor. His taped testimony was played with that of other aides, including then Attorney General Bill Barr, who says he tried to convince Trump the voter fraud claims he was spreading were bogus, crazy.
He's become detached from reality if he really believes this stuff.
The panel says Trump had betrayed the nation's trust by trying to stay in power and then inciting the deadly riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Swedish arms watchdog says the world's stockpiles of nuclear weapons are expected to increase in coming years after declining since the end of the Cold War. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, says the decrease in recent decades seems about to be reversed as all nine nuclear-armed countries are increasing or upgrading their arsenals. Wilfred Wan, the director of SIPRI's Weapons of Mass Destruction program, says it is a very worrying trend. SIPRI's new report says the US and Russia hold 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, while other nuclear states are either developing or deploying new weapons systems, or have announced their intention to do so. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Local activists in the Democratic Republic of Congo said Monday that M23 rebels have seized an eastern border town, sending more than 30,000 civilians fleeing across the border into neighboring Uganda. The capture marks a setback for Congolese forces, who said just a day earlier they had the insurgents on the run. The United Nations and the African Union voiced alarm about the mounting violence in a region where conflicts in the 1990s and 2000s cost millions of lives, mostly from disease and hunger, and spawned dozens of militias that remain active to this day. Uganda's resident district commissioner for Kasoro District told Reuters that 137 Congolese soldiers also crossed into Uganda on Monday. The Court of Appeal in London has refused to grant an injunction to block Britain from sending its first flight of asylum seekers to Rwanda, as the number of people scheduled to leave on Tuesday's plane fell to less than a dozen. Human rights groups say the policy is inhumane and will put migrants at risk. The recent U.S. baby formula shortage highlights problems with health inspections brought on by the pandemic, including at a plant that had to shut down. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to federal records reviewed by the Associated Press, Abbott's Michigan plant that was shut down after formula produced there was linked to infections in four infants had not been inspected for 2 years. In 2020, two of the other biggest baby formula manufacturers were also not inspected. The FDA says it based selections on safety risk. A bill in Congress would require the FDA to inspect facilities every 6 months. And the government's Inspector General for Health has launched an inquiry into the FDA's handling of Abbott's facility. I'm Julie Walker.
Repeating our top story, Bill Stepien, the former manager for U.S. President Donald Trump's 2020 reelection campaign, and other top aides testified Monday at a hearing on the January 6, 2020 attack on the U.S. Capitol. They believe the race was too close to call on election night, but Trump nevertheless declared himself the winner. Stepien pulled out of an in-person appearance because his wife was in labor, but the panel investigating the attack showed his previously recorded testimony. The panel says Trump's falsehoods provoked a mob of his supporters to attack the Capitol. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.